Missing someone, missing someone. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Please delete as appropriate. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. Welcome. This is episode 325, being recorded live on location in the Santa Monica Annex Studios, which is just literally the Santa Monica Park. What is this park? I forget what it's called. It's right across from Santa Monica Pier. I'm having a great time here in Los Angeles, and I'll tell you all about it. It is related to Star Wars, but let me bring in my co-host and the producer of the program, who's live in the Alpharetta Annex Studios right now. What's going on, Bruce?
Hey, I'm just keeping it real here in the studio.
Keeping it real.
Just keeping you digging, it real.
You digging the vibes.
I'm digging the vibes as you're on the pier there, just hanging out.
Listen, I'm looking at a sunset, palm trees. Like, this is not a bad way to record. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty stoked. I'm happy with this setup.
We should do it more often like this.
I know, right? Well, listen, if only Denny's will get me out here more often. Well, I feel like that's how this is going to be a little bit of a looser format show, as is often the case when I'm traveling. But let's get straight into the top story, which is why I'm out here in the City of Angels. And that is Denny's new partnership with Lucasfilm. They were super cool. Got an email to say, hey, we're doing this event in L.A. We'll get you out there for it. And I was like, yes, please. It's Star Wars and it's pancakes. I'm in.
Star Wars and pancakes. Get that's on the plane.
That's exactly what it was. And that's exactly what I did. I hopped on the plane and I landed here Sunday night. When hung out at the Scum and Villainy Cantina with our buddy JC, caught up with him a bit, and then Monday was the event, Bruce. And let me tell you, it was an event. It was a thing. It was right on Hollywood Boulevard at the El Capitan Theater. And
so it wasn't in Denny's then?
Well, I'm getting to that part.
Oh.
you'd be surprised. Yeah, it was cool. So basically, they had us there, had us all checked in, and then went through and presented a bunch of information on the brand new initiative that they're doing. And so essentially what they're doing is they're partnering with Lucasfilm to do a themed kind of cross-promotional menu with Star Wars-themed dishes. And they're all super cool. We'll have links to them. I could describe them, but it's more of a visual thing. So we'll leave links in the show notes for this episode. But for episode 325. So we'll leave the links there and the pictures and stuff like that. But I took a lot of pictures. It'll be all across our social media channels. But we arrived at the theater. I got to hang out. And I ran into Dan Zare of Coffee with Kenobi, and we've got a segment with him coming up recorded live on location where I come off as a total jerk.
You come across as a turtle? Oh, a total jerk. I thought you said a turtle.
No, a turtle jerk.
A turtle jerk?
Turtle jerk.
That means you're a jerk, but very slow at doing it.
No, what's funny is there's no way to edit it out. I actually distinctly remember it. I'm just going to... we'll get to it later. It's... anyway, we talk about it again, and we'll cut to that. In fact, you know what? We actually describe it live on location there. I feel like that's the best way to intro the segment. So without further ado, here's a flashback. It's Riley and Dan from Coffee with Kenobi live on location at the El Capitan Theater, having just wrapped up the event. There we go. Funny thing is, when we were sitting on the stage of the El Capitan Theater, consuming Star Wars pancakes, right as a gentleman walking behind us was like, hey, you get to keep those Star Wars coffee mugs, was the second that Dan Zare started his podcast segment. Welcome to the Star Wars Report, Dan.
Hey, thank you so much, Riley. Pleasure to be here.
Which, by the way, most appropriate, I don't even know if you noticed because you were busy getting ready to host a segment for Coffee with Kenobi, of course, which is an awesome Star Wars podcast. But I just love the fact that there's Star Wars coffee at a Star Wars event.
it seemed quite prescient, really. And actually, it was legitimately really excellent. I had two cups. I'm usually a one-cup kind of guy. Yeah. It was awesome.
Nice, nice. So we just got done with the Denny's Star Wars event where they introduced the new partnership they're doing with Lucasfilm with the Solo movie. And also that there's a really cool charity component. But I got to ask you, Dan, what's your favorite part of the event?
You know, I mean, as I've been saying, as a father, just seeing what they're doing for children. When I heard that 1 in 6 kids go hungry, yeah, or 1 in 5 in California, that about breaks your heart. So the fact that they're taking something really cool like Solo and promoting a product, but they're also doing something that is meaningful and worthwhile, I thought that was great. Now, from a Star Wars perspective, obviously the trading cards are awesome. Any collectible Star Wars fans go crazy. I definitely am a huge collector as well. But I think seeing the Falcon lids hoppers, and I still have 1 million of those from Phantom Menace from Taco Bell.
So, oh yes.
So I have room for more, and I thought that was cool. What about you?
Yeah, I am. It's odd because they'll probably get the biggest reaction of the audience. And seeing Neil Scanlon's work in the TV spot was really cool. But yeah, the charity aspect is probably my favorite thing because, and of course, for you guys who weren't there, which is everyone, what they described as a partnership is it came out very that came out poorly. Except I wanted to try to paint a picture. The charity is No Hungry Kids, and so for the trading card, which is kind of the cool collector aspect of it, they're actually giving all the proceeds from those trading cards that you can get at Denny's to charity, and that's a pretty cool aspect.
I like that as well. They like I said, there are 12 of them. They're highly collectible. I don't even know. They said they're even like exclusives, aren't there, and variants and things like that. When you hear that, there's like two sides to this. They're collecting me. It's like, yay. The collector side of me is like, oh no, how am I going to find these?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, all right, I want to take a slightly different tact and just take a couple minutes, and then you're going to hear more of this conversation on Coffee with Kenobi as well, but because we had a great conversation around the table. But I wanted to ask you about kind of where you are with Solo now, because I actually, well, I'll let me give where you are.
Where I am at Solo is pleasantly, cautiously optimistic. Okay. I mean, honestly, having grown up, you know, when they first came out in theaters, I liked the 3-year wait. Like, I don't mind. The anticipation builds excitement for me, and I think this, I don't know, I just like that delay gratification. Doesn't bother me at all. So the fact that it's coming so close to The Last Jedi, I'm excited,
yeah,
but it's hard to match the excitement of The Force Awakens because that's such a long gap in time. Now, as far as Alden Ehrenreich, and, you know, the fact that he doesn't look like Harrison Ford, which he can't help. No one looks like Harrison Ford because he's unique, as we all are unique. Yeah. I think he's got kind of he seems to have the burgeoning swagger and the facial tics, and that you can tell he's a little insecure because this is a very young Han Solo before we meet him, you know, and where we know him from in the galaxy and in the saga. So I am good with it. I like it. Anytime I get to see more of the Falcon, I'm thrilled. I mean, again, it's going to be hard to look past the fact that he's not Harrison Ford, but that's silly to get hung up on that because it can't be avoided. You know, if you want more Han Solo, this is how you have to do it, and he's younger. So I guess I'm taking a nice let's wait and see.
Yeah, because I'm right there with you. I'm cautiously optimistic because I'm in the position where almost everything about this film in terms of the design, the other actors and characters, what we've seen, I'm absolutely in love with. And there's just that stubborn part of the Star Wars fan's brain in the back of my mind. It's like, I like Harrison Ford. And, you know, I just have to kind of get over that aspect to fairly judge the movie when we go into theaters to see it.
Well, I mean, Harrison Ford is my favorite actor of all time. Indiana Jones is my favorite character of all time. Raiders of the Lost Ark is my favorite movie of all time, more than any Star Wars film.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I totally get it. And, you know, I can't help but look through that lens. You know, I just had to tell myself I had to suspend that this is a different Han Solo. I mean, it's just like James Bond or Batman or something of that nature. And it worked out well for the most part with those. As long as we don't see Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze, we're in good shape.
Which, by the way, starring in the brand new Benioff spinoff movies, it's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would be a good time to do a Schwarzenegger impression, but I'm not going to do it.
No, so I was baiting you there, and you resisted well, sir. You resisted. Well, Dan, thank you so much. Coffee with Kenobi is awesome. You guys should check it out, and I'll be on it probably in one of the upcoming episodes. So go check out Coffee with Kenobi, and this is Riley signing off. We'll be talking more about this event with Bruce later on the program, but we'll talk to you guys soon. I'm And there he was. And Dan, by the way, a super cool guy. And in fact, I was even using his microphone. His microphone and recorder, because he had everything up and running. So he was super nice. And like we said in the interview, it was just the coolest part, Bruce, is when that curtain goes up on the El Capitan stage. And, you know, they've given the full presentation, of course, and we've seen the really cool trading cards. But the best part is that curtain going up, and a fully set up Denny's diner is right there on the stage. And they serve
us pancakes. So they recreated a diner for you to go experience Denny's.
Yes. Yes.
That's so cool.
It was delish. And I have to say, the coolest part, and I was very kind of proud of the idea, and it was a good idea, because like that's the new in thing with Denny's. Or, well, actually, whenever you're talking about, and you know this because you work in this industry, when you're talking about corporate sponsorships and cross-promotional events and that kind of thing, Denny's is not something that I think of when I think diner necessarily. So what I thought was interesting about the event is that they were they had the head of the company there was very honest about it. Like, so this is a way that we can basically introduce the Denny's brand to someone who may not have thought of us recently, and that is, you know, Star Wars fans. Right. So they've done like these kind of promotional events before, but the fact that they're doing it with a charity angle and they're working with No Hungry Kids and doing these really cool collectible Topps trading card sets for Solo. Bruce, have you seen these online? I know they surfed. All the proceeds of those cards when you go to Denny's is goes to No Hungry Kids. And that I thought was really cool. And I'm so glad that they worked with our good friends over at Topps to make that happen too. So it's just like a confluence of a lot of our favorite people in the Star Wars universe and also Denny's. It's great.
It's so weird because, you know, I'm on the Star Wars Report, but you know, I don't really promote it, but I also have a Denny's podcast.
I'm kind of surprised that
I wasn't there for this, because I have podcasts, both Star Wars and Denny's.
Wait, what is it called? The Denny's podcast?
It's called the Rudy Tootie podcast.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do it every week at a Denny's, at different Denny's Tuesday. Around the country. I travel to all the different Denny's. That's it.
That's all you do.
I do, because you know why? Because I collect those cups, because they have Millennium Falcon lids on top with a straw coming out of the top of the Falcon.
Yeah.
Seriously, nice. Though. I don't have a podcast of that, but I'm looking at the cups, and they do. They have a Millennium Falcon on is the lid.
Yeah. By the way, biggest audience pop, the biggest reaction for the various collectibles was when they showed those tops. There's like an ooh and ah from the audience. But it was also a pretty cool cacophony of Star Wars blogger types, too. Like Jason Ward of Making Star Wars was there, but then you know, people I knew better like Dan was there. And also me and Dan went right there right after, and this will be appearing in my travel vlog to be published on our Facebook and YouTube pages very soon. Dan and I went to the Secrets of the Empire in Glendale, and he experienced that for the first time. It was pretty sweet. But yeah, that was kind of the event. It's I know they said they've got some more stuff they're going to announce on May the 4th. You know what's exciting is that there's a helicopter just like circling this exact park.
Oh, yeah. Because you're there live and they're trying to get
coverage. It's like, yeah, they just run it. They've got to ruin Riley's podcast recording.
Yeah, and I do have to apologize to Denny's because the Rudy Fruity stuff is all kind of, Rudy Tootie stuff is IHOP. And so I'm like, that other thing.
Come on, Bruce.
Hey, you know what, though? We're going to do a show. We're going to record a show at Denny's.
So here's the thing. I like that idea, man, because they gave us a Denny's gift card. They gave us a sweet swag bag. And again, like I'm teasing the video, but you'll actually be able to see it when I publish the video of this trip. And we did an unbagging. Not an unboxing, but an unbagging. And you know, they got the Millennium Falcon topper was in there. This really cool Solo t-shirt was there. That was like the charity t-shirt. And then they had they had a bunch of stuff. They had the trading cards, and they let us keep the menus and the Denny's mug.
Yeah, because so. I look at the menu items because they're named after, like, there's the Two Moons Skelet, which looks really good. I mean, all these look good. And the Light Speed Slam.
Uh-huh.
And the Co-Reactor Pancake Breakfast.
Yeah.
I want these.
And the Co-Reactor Pancake Breakfast is what they served there on location. Yeah.
It looks
good. Well, it's interesting. They also announced, like, the other, this is not as Star Wars related, but the other thing that I noticed is that there's this trend in, like, restaurants that it's just everything has to be really fancy. And I mean, not fancy, but everything is being upgraded everywhere. And that's what, like, Denny's is literally going through and overhauling all of their interiors that look a lot, just a lot nicer inside. Because you're like, even now, you walk into McDonald's and they have, like, stone architecture, right?
Yeah.
And so no more plainness. Yeah, it was cool. And then, of course, the only other thing is the actual commercial. They debuted it there and then immediately released it online.
I'm
guessing
that.
You've seen it. It made a bit of a splash online. It was full. So they literally hired Neil Scanlon to come in and do all the creatures, and they rebuilt the set from the Solo film and duplicated it. And it's this, if you guys haven't seen it yet, again, we'll have a link to it. But
so that set and the creatures are actually in the movie, but this was recreated for the commercial.
Yes, and I don't know if they're all going to appear in the movie, but or if they're created for the commercial, to be honest.
Okay.
I think they said it. I'm just trying to remember. But yeah, they showed it. And my favorite thing was probably the... you can't... It's the little kids. The kids play... They're recreating the infamous Sabacc game where Han Solo is about to win the Millennium Falcon. And it's this big in-universe thing. And then, of course, it smash cuts to two kids sitting at a diner table playing with the trading cards. So, you know, it all kind of fits together for the promotion. It was cute. It was really cute.
Yeah,
so,
and we do see a familiar alien with the six eyes, and he's got a name too from the Topps cards from Denny's. It's Argus Six Eyes Panics.
Yep, that's a thing.
And there's also a Mud Trooper card.
Yeah, the Mud Trooper was kind of cool.
That is cool.
But of course they have like Solo and Kira. And, right. Yeah, and you have the knowledge of like all of us Star Wars fans. If you're a Star Wars fan but you don't normally go to Denny's, now you have your excuse to go there so you can get the trading cards and chip into charity. So it all works together.
Yep. Yep. Get those cups, $3.99 each, includes the drink.
For a good cause. So there it is, the Denny's event. I'm trying to think if there's anything. But the rest of my agenda here in California is mostly. I have a cool opportunity tomorrow. I can't talk about. But
what does that mean? You can't talk about a cool opportunity. You finally are doing something cool, and you can't talk about it.
Well, I mean, the coolest thing already happened. That was the Denny's event. Okay. That's the reason we're out here. But yeah, and then of course the Scum and Villainy Cantina. Sorry to keep plugging, but I'm really excited about this one. But I've been shooting a video of this whole trip, and I'm going to be posting that video blog as this comes out probably in the next 3 to 4 days. Once I get out to Texas, I have to get out to Texas, where I'll be hanging out for a few days. And then we'll go from there. It's a crazy week. It's just been nuts.
That is crazy, yeah. And I'll be in Las Vegas next week, and the week after I'll be in Texas.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Nice. Dallas. Ships in the night, man.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing is like Santa Monica, I was going to have all the sweet drone footage to put in the video, and Santa Monica has city ordinances, and you cannot fly a drone anywhere.
Oh, you don't know that, though. You don't know that. You're from out of town.
No, that's... Listen, I can't afford to get a misdemeanor on my record, and that's literally what they do. turns out the military frowns on that. But anyway, that's not Star Wars related. That's California stuff. I'll move out here. I'm going to move out here. That's also unrelated, but I'm going to... It's so beautiful. It's so nice. Why do the taxes have to be so high? Oh, man. All right, but enough of that. I just wanted to fill you guys in for this week's show. And Bruce, by the way, thanks for making the time, because I know this is right, by the way, as we're recording this, it's getting later on the East Coast. But Bruce, hit me up. I know you've been doing a lot with the show notes. We got a lot to talk about, more than we can possibly do on this show. We'll catch up more next week. But what are some of the top stories that I've missed while I've been, you know, bouncing around Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's so many top stories. But yeah, we'll just focus on two. And I thought you would really enjoy this one. And that is that on Screen Rant, they published something that came from Box Office Pro about the box office estimates for the Solo movie.
And
I know how you like to, you know,
yeah,
bet
I do
and guess.
Nerd out on the numbers. And we've already placed the Solo bets, right?
No.
Didn't we?
No.
I thought we did.
Not with me. Maybe did with Herleman, but not with me. I know that.
That's right. I think I may have done it with Herleman. And I don't remember what they were now. So I feel
either.
Like I can't do it with you.
I don't remember what you guys said. So I don't remember.
Well, what are we talking, man?
Okay, so it estimates that Solo for $150 million over its first 3 days, which is slightly below what Rogue One pulled in back in December of 2016. And they predict the spinoff will end with a U.S. total of $390 million, though they say it could get as high as $475 million, depending how things turn out.
Yeah. Huh.
But now it does face stiff competition with Deadpool 2 and The Incredibles 2.
Well, that's true. And which is funny because Incredibles 2 is Disney and they're kind of competing with themselves. And that's why they moved Avengers back to create a little bit more room for Solo. Or at least, I mean, we don't know that, but one can assume, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and that's pretty respectable. I feel like if it fell anywhere short of 200 or of 300, then it would be a little bit more of a bigger deal. But
yeah.
That's not bad. That's the thing, though. It's like we have to get to a place where Star Wars movies aren't, you know, biggest box office of all time, right? Because if that's the expectation every time, then everything's just a disappointment numbers wise. I mean, that's the narrative with The Last Jedi, is that Disney was hoping that it would be another Force Awakens, and when it wasn't, it's disappointing. Whereas, like, objectively speaking, you know, it was an enormously successful film in terms of just total numbers. It's just, you know, whenever you set the expectations up that high, financially speaking, not just as fans, but Disney as a company, you know, that makes an enormous difference. And now I want to place bets on it again, and I can't remember because I think I've already done it.
Okay. We'll have to go back and listen to what you said, but I'll just say 410.
Are you thinking 410 domestic?
Yes.
So you're pretty optimistic. It rides on Alden Ehrenreich, to be honest, man.
Who's that?
Man.
I'm kidding. That's the guy who plays Han Solo, for those who don't know.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
So it's interesting said The Last Jedi earlier, because this kind of leads to that. So our second story is, you know, so many people out there in fandom are, you know, oh, The Last Jedi sucks. Blah, 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 blah.
Is that what they sound like?
That's what they sound. When I read their tweets, that's how I read them. I read them out loud like that. But so The Last Jedi novelization did hit the New York Times bestseller list at number 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 2. So people are liking this movie. The other thing is the Blu-ray went out of stock on Amazon. They sold out. If you go to Amazon.com.
Oh, interesting.
Right now, and you type in The Last Jedi, it says currently out of stock.
You're kidding.
I just checked it yesterday afternoon.
So the home video release just is this big. I wonder if, like, the controversy and conversation around it boosted sales. That must be it, right?
It could be. It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, or all these people who are like, I don't like The Last Jedi. I'm going to get it just so I can trash it. Take it out of my backyard and burn it.
Bruce, stop. Bruce, people are allowed to not like the movie, okay? It's all right.
It's okay.
They don't have
to. Hey, I'm not saying not everybody has to like everything. It's just those who don't like it talk like that.
Is that what you're saying?
At
okay.
Least in
well,
my
that's way
mind,
better. That's way better.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what's funny is I just went mobile. I'm taking a stroll up this sort of walkway that has this ocean view of the sunset. Sun just peaked behind the mountains of Central California, and I'm very mesmerized. It's beautiful. I just need two suns to appear so that, you know, I can disappear and my t-shirt just floats off in the wind.
Go to the end of the pier and sit down crisscross applesauce.
Well, I mean, I would literally be staring out at the sunset doing that. See, oh, I missed a great opportunity. How great would that have been for the vlog?
Are you there tomorrow night?
No, I wish I was. No, it is a missed opportunity, I guess. Sad. All right, I'm going to step down because there's probably a lot of wind noise in the podcast. I apologize.
No, the only wind we're hearing is you talking.
As always. As always. But yeah, man. Well, all right, hit me up. What else we got? I feel like we got time for one or two more stories. I don't know how long we. Yeah, we've been going like what, 20 minutes or so. We got a few more minutes if you've got it, sir. Yes. It's mostly in your court. You're the one who it's getting late.
Okay. Well, let's just talk real quick because there's some stuff I think I want to save to next time. But there's a tweet from Mark Hamill, and he pinned it, so it still might be on the top of his Twitter feed. But he says when they were shooting A New Hope, here's a fun fact. When he climbed inside the dewback outside of the cantina, there was a crowbar to lift its head, and it was covered in newspaper, paper mache. And it included a David Bowie concert in Paris, which he read by flashlight. So he's in the dewback.
Wait, Mark Hamill, was he doing the performance art for the dewback, or was he just hanging out there?
I think he was just hanging out in the dewback reading about the David Bowie concert in Paris with a flashlight.
Why is he hanging out under the dewback? I don't know, because so
that's a long time ago, and to remember that from such a long time ago.
I mean, he does have a pretty vivid memory if you go to his stuff at Celebration.
I don't know. Or he's losing it and he just thinks this happened. I don't know. Maybe he's just like, I was in a dewback and I was reading the David Bowie concert in Paris.
Bruce, there's only one thing to say. Somebody asked the dewback, all right? That's going to do it for this week's episode. A shorter episode, but we had to get one out and talk about the awesome, fun Star Warsy times I've had here in Los Angeles. By the way, kind of a weird thing, and not to end on a downer, but this will be the last trip I do like this for a while, right? Because I'm transitioning into active duty here in a few weeks. So this was a nice little last hurrah. And, you know, I just want to give a big shout out to my friend Patrick. He's a patron. You know who you are. Really appreciate you. He put me up down in Anaheim. We had a great dinner at Downtown Disney and just shop talk. It was a good time. And so shout out to Patrick. And of course, shout out to everyone supporting us on Patreon. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our sponsor for this week's episode. Look at that. Look at that, Bruce. Look at that. Oh, man. And that's, of course, Sphero. I have a travel buddy with me. Bruce, in fact, if you look at the Star Wars Report Twitter, you've probably seen my travel buddy is the Sphero R2-D2, which is amazing. I've been playing around with him this whole trip, and over at Patrick's house, I set it up, and the cool thing is not only is it a fully functional R2-D2 robot that Sphero has expertly made, it mimics, and I don't even understand how the mechanics of this work, but mimics the Kenny Baker movements, so the shaking and the hopping up and down and the shifting side to side. So yeah, he's awesome. And here's the cool thing. So Sphero right now has an awesome promotion where they've dropped the price of all three, BB-9E, BB-8, and of course R2-D2, where they have an amazing deal, a great price drop. Like I talked about, R2-D2, $100. Not 180 like it used to be. So now is the time, because they're throwing in in addition to that, a free force band so that you can control the droids with just the movement of your hands, like a real life Jedi Knight. So go check it out, Sphero.com. That's S-P-H-E-R-O, Sphero.com. And hey, how about an additional 10% off? Just use code StarWarsReport10, StarWarsReport10. If you got a birthday coming up, or you've been holding off on getting the BB-8, now is the time. Sphero.com. And we do thank Sphero for sponsoring this week's episode of the Star Wars Report podcast. And yeah, guys, thanks for listening this week. Appreciate it as always. And as you can always, as always, email us, StarWarsReport@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Star Wars Report, Facebook.com/StarWarsReport. And let's see, what else are we missing? Oh, Instagram. That's the best way to find me, Instagram. It's at The Riley Guy, R-I-L-E-Y, The Riley Guy. And, of course, Bruce is at Admiral_Rex on Twitter. and just Admiral Rex on the Instagram. So, well, of course, we have all the links to that and all of the, like, the cool stuff over at Disney is down in the show notes for this episode. And, of course, keep an eye out on the Star Wars Report YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't so that you know that you're notified when we post that travel video for this weekend's trip, and you can actually see everything I just talked about on this week's show. Of course, that'll also be on our Facebook page. But yeah, that's about it. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the Star Wars Report podcast. May the Force be with you, and remember, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast. I am sad and so dark.